As Ace and How Long. Okay, rubbish rescue, of course, in this hour. But let's return to our interesting experiment, which we've been running all week. We're kind of putting various members of staff into therapy. Not only myself, but also our volunteers. I have to say we have many willing volunteers now that the word has got round that you'll get a bit of a head rub or a massage free on the mid-morning team. But today, something completely different, because today we're going to look at the world of craniosacral therapy. Now, I've got a leaflet in front of me. The first question is, not feeling 100%. And I think all of us can say yes to that. To explain more about craniosacral therapy, delighted to say that Becky Howe is with me this morning. Becky is a registered therapist in the world of craniosacral therapy and also a keen cyclist, because she cycled to the studio. Morning to you, Becky.
Morning.
How was it in from Tottenham this morning?
Well,
I hear
a bit hot, but yes. It was really, really nice in the sunshine.
Right, we better start with the basics, because, I mean, I think the therapies we've had before, most people have got a vague awareness of them,
yeah.
But I don't think everyone would have heard of this one.
No, and it doesn't sound relaxing. It does sound a bit like some sort of medieval torture thing,
That's
I think.
Right.
Yeah. The name can be a bit confusing. It's basically from osteopathy, how it was about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And then in the last 30 years or so, it's become a separate modality, so that before you had to train as an osteopath, and then that was part of the training within that course. Now people come from all sorts of different health professions and do a specialty training in that. The reason it's called craniosacral is because the main areas we work from and to is the head, the cranium, and the tailbone, which is called the sacrum. So that's where the name comes from. But it is actually really relaxing as well. And it sounds a little bit odd, but it's sort of one of the things you need to try or experience yourself, I think. And then you get more of a sense of how you
feel. So is it literally from top to tail then?
Yes, although... Yeah, that's the main areas we work from and the main areas that we listen to, but using our hands. But I also work with feet and arms and things as well, so it's the whole person.
Right. It's quite popular, isn't it, for newborn babies?
Yes, yeah.
And trying to sort them out, because sometimes birth can be quite traumatic, and we know that the bones in the head are very soft and the plates need to move, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. That's a particular passion of mine, to work with babies. And I have seen babies that have had a technically terrible birth and they've been fine, and other ones that have perhaps had what people would consider a completely fine, easy birth, and they've been a little bit traumatised. And it's a really nice way of helping them to relax and recover, because quite often birth can be... it can feel quite fast or a little bit disorientating, and they can hold on to tensions afterwards, which then can affect their digestive system, perhaps their suckling reflex, or just that they can't sleep, and then parents get stressed because their baby's upset and they don't know what to do to help. So by bringing them to someone like us, a craniosacral therapist, we can help their baby to relax and calm and realise that that stress isn't going on anymore. And with that relaxing, their nervous system calms down, their body can relax. And by us putting our hands on particular areas like the head, or the bottom of the back, or the abdomen.
Yeah.
Our hands act a little bit like a mirror, if you like, so that the body can become more aware of the tensions it's holding. It can calm down and settle, and then get on with the normal development rather than getting caught in that stress loop.
So what's the theory then? What's happening when you either massage or you touch these areas? I mean, with the other therapies, we've heard about the connection of energy, we've heard about pressure points, etc. Is it similar for this?
It can look like there's nothing going on, as the guinea pig will probably experience later on. It's basically, I don't know how many people know about osteopathy and chiropractic. It's like a really, really gentle version of that. And some therapists will do very, very slight, gentle manipulations, perhaps on the head, the bottom of the back, or other areas of the body. Just, he's not even actually aware of it. It's a very, very subtle movement.
Yeah.
And that really helps things to realign, whether it's a soft tissue. Perhaps if you had a car accident and you've still got some whiplash, then it can help that to relax.
Okay.
Or migraines, perhaps if you're holding your jaw tight, if you're tense. Another therapist, particularly myself, rather than do manipulations, it's almost that my hands are acting a little bit like a mirror, if you like, and it helps the body to become much more aware of how it's holding itself. And the association I belong to, they describe it really nicely, like if you're frowning and someone shows you a mirror, you think, oh, I'm frowning, and then you can do something about it. But quite often we carry ourselves with our shoulders tight or our jaws clenched or in all sorts of stressful tension positions, and we don't realise how we're doing it.
Until you walk by a mirror or someone tells you. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you have something like this treatment and you realise, wow, my mind's really busy, or I'm really jumpy, or gosh, I'd forgotten about, I'm still holding that shoulder tight.
Yeah.
So it can just, once your body's got the awareness, it can then almost at a subconscious level actually just help to relax, calm and settle, and then your body can get on with a normal function, if you like. And it works on the idea that various experiences you've had through life, whether it was, say, a car accident or birth, even an emotional trauma. And I've seen people who are in the tsunami. And without realising it, you can perhaps still hold on to some of that tension or that shock.
Yeah.
And with this, it can help you to calm
and
settle in your body to complete that process rather than staying in that agitated state or that tense state. And then you feel well.
Talking of calm and settling, I think we nearly finished her off yesterday with the Alexander technique. But delighted to say she's back. Laura Truscott, ready for more. Ready for more. Have you ever had this sort of thing done before?
No, I've been to an osteopath because I have had sort of lower back problems. I sound like some old crock, don't I?
She's got a list.
Don't think you're ill until you start being
old. So, yeah, I have been to an osteopath, so I know what that is. Mm. But no, never. And I must admit, I thought
craniosacral.
I thought it was more to do with the head. So I've learned something today. I didn't know it had anything to do with your back or any other part. I thought it was more like your hands just move around your head in some sort of weird
way. Is there any kind of connection to... I mean, a lot of people will know about an Indian head massage, for example, and the benefits of just the touching in the right place in the head. Yeah. And you just feel relaxed. And we've talked about this before, the fact that you get human contact. Not only is very reassuring, but also very relaxing in any of these therapies.
And that can be part of it as well, having that set time just for you and someone listening to your problems and you being able to talk about them. That's certainly a big part of it.
Okay.
As far as I know, I'm not qualified in Indian head, but as far as I know, that's working more on, say, the muscles, that side of things. Whereas perhaps with the craniosacral therapy, we'd be incorporating the nervous system as well and sort of the rest of the body as well.
Okay, well, we're going to let you two go away to a quiet room and do what you do. Uh-huh. And we will report back. This is the before the after. How are you feeling this morning, Laura?
I'm feeling fine this morning. Maybe I don't know if I'm going to be quite as spaced out as I was yesterday, but we'll see.
Okay, and we'll give it a go. Becky Howe with us this morning. She is a craniosacral therapist and she's from Spacelight and Health. And we'll find out what happens in about 20 minutes' time. The Mighty Quo, Down Down. You pick it, I play it, simple as that. And if you go to Winchester to see the Silver Bullet Bus, collar the team, let them know what you're listening to, and I'll try and play it next week, all right? And the Silver Bullet Bus, out and about, Dorset, Hampshire, and the Isle of Wight, throughout the month of August. What are you mouthing at me, Penny? Have I got it wrong?
It's not a bus.
Oh, no. Well, there's the Bullet Bus. There's the Bullet Bus.
It's
the Silver Bullet Bus.
Silver Bullet.
Okay, so Dorset, Hampshire, and the Isle of Wight, throughout August, and we'll catch up with the team. The bus twins, as we call them, Matt and Vix. You can hardly tell them apart. Seriously. Hardly tell them apart. Collar them and let them know what you want to listen to. All I can say is I hope, for once, I hope they haven't got the radio on in the centre studio.
One of them's going to be very...
Well, because I dare say... No, not Vic and Matt, but Becky and Laura. Becky trying to give Laura some craniosacral therapy.
Yes.
All very, very quiet and touchy-feely kind of thing. And then we're blaring out status quo. But I'm sure it'll be fine.
That'll be fine.
Weather.
Thank you. Yes. Well, apart from a bit of cloud bubbling up this afternoon, making the sunshine...
Detroit Spinners, Working My Way Back to You on BBC Radio. So we'll catch up with Becky Howe, our registered craniosacral therapist, also our guinea pig Laura. She's got all the hard jobs. I can see her. She's currently flat on her back, having her head rubbed. We'll do that in just a moment's time. A couple of stories which have caught my eye today. Holidaymakers will collectively pay. This is incredible. Collectively pay. We will all pay on holiday to... That's Phil Collins Against All Odds. Delighted to say that Becky and Laura have staggered back into the studio here, and I have to say that Laura's looking even more spaced out than she was yesterday when she re-emerged. How was it, Laura?
It was great. I'll admit, I again don't feel quite with it. But it is. I was going off on like waves of the sofa sort of turned into like a marshmallow and I was just sinking into it.
That was what I put in her water.
Yeah, and it was. You were just going through waves and you weren't quite falling asleep, but then you were conscious of things that were going on. And then Becky was putting sort of hands on, you know, various parts, like shoulders and my lower back and what have you. But then you couldn't feel that and it just disappeared and you just sort of sank into it all. And then you were aware of like warmth in different parts of your body.
Right.
That wasn't necessarily she's putting her hands, but then when she put her hands out, it sort of the heat would either intensify or would go away and you just sort of sank into it. And it's just nice and woof.
Because you were lying, flat on your back on,
yeah,
on our little sofa bit,
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
yeah. They told me it was a couch. I was thinking, doctor's couch, and it's a big red flat sofa, and I've been sitting on the floor with pins and needles.
I'm so
sorry. I didn't have pins
no,
and needles.
No, she was great.
So what were you doing then to Laura to get that effect?
Okay. Different ways you can explain it. I tend to explain it a bit like this, sort of levels of awareness, if you like. One that we operate on a lot of the time, where we're thinking and analysing, doing our sort of day-to-day living. Hmm. And then a deeper level of awareness or attention, if you like, where there might be, and perhaps we're more aware of how stressed we are or their sort of emotions around. And then underneath that, there's an even deeper level of awareness, perhaps where you're when you're meditating or when you're on a nice holiday and it's watching a sunset and your mind's quiet and you're chilled out. And what I hopefully have helped Laura to do is settle down into that, so her mind is really cleared and quietened down, which is why she can't talk, and her body's actually got a chance to say what it needs, and whether that's relaxing the shoulders, taking a few deep breaths. So, I mean, our body's so clever. If we could just switch our minds off a bit every now and again, we'd be so much more healthier.
It's finding that switch, isn't it? And how, yeah, to work the switch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have heard about how useful meditation is, but so many people say, oh, I can't do that. Whereas if they perhaps had a couple of sessions like this and experienced it, their body thinks, oh, this is what I'm meant to be doing, and it can actually do it more by itself. I mean, that's my aim, that you're getting so in touch with your own needs, mm-hmm, that you don't actually need to come and see me.
Yeah, because I'm lying in the centre studio here and, you know, people weren't coming in and out, but could have been coming in. And I know I'm at work, but then I'm not. I was sort of vaguely lying on a beach somewhere, and then I'd wake up and I'd go, ooh, it's the lights in the centre studio, and then I'd float back off again.
Right.
It was really peculiar.
And how much, I mean, a question I've asked every day with all these different therapies, how much is it mind, how much is it physical, the effect of what you've done to poor,
yeah,
old Laura there?
I don't think you can separate them. I know certainly when we're studying, just to make it easier to learn, that you'll separate steps of the psychology side of things or the anatomy side of things. But it all plays a part. I mean, you've got hormones in your body that, well, are the main link between your mind and your emotions and your body. Mm. And so they all interact off each other. It's not really something you can separate. But, I think she's probably just settled in herself, and as a result, a side effect of that, perhaps over the next few days, depending on what other therapy she has, she'll be able to integrate that, and the benefits will become more obvious. Quite often, I mean, sometimes it's a dramatic difference in a session, certainly with babies, that they'll start sleeping or their colic goes, but quite often with adults, it can even be a month or so later that they start to notice, oh, I don't worry about that anymore, or that hasn't hurt for a while. It,
yeah,
can be quite a subtle way.
Is it quite a skill then to learn how to switch off these various levels so you can do it on a daily basis?
That's sort of the idea. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to be concentrating when you're writing a cheque or driving a car.
Obviously.
But, yeah, so that's certainly important. But yeah. I don't think you can get that really deep quality rest if your mind's busy so much. So it can drain your body. So I think you probably sleep better and your health's better if you can regularly get that time to slow down.
Fascinating. Well, look at Laura. Her mind is well and truly emptied, so much so that if you hold her up to your ear, you can hear the sea. Thank you so much for coming in, Becky.
You're very welcome.
You can find out plenty more on a website, spacelighthealth.co.uk, because,
yeah,
you're from Space Light and Health, but,
yeah,
just don't put in the and bit, just do spacelighthealth.co.uk,
yeah,
find out more about craniosacral therapy and all the other bits and pieces.
Yeah. I'll be at the Naturopathic Centre in Hursley near Winchester this afternoon about 2:30 to 3:30 if anyone wants to come and have a chat and have a feel themselves.
Wonderful.
Or for me to feel them.
Are you going to cycle there, or are you going to...
I might drive that far, yeah.
Great to meet you. Laura, back to the grindstone, I'm afraid, for you.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, John.
The BBC Radio Solent Information Exchange.
OK, time to find out what's happening in the rest of the world. Here's David.
Yeah. My mind's completely blank. I just wish there was
always
something
is, David.
Always is. Now, there's going to be a Hampshire Farmers Market in Southampton on Saturday from 10 o'clock until 2 in the town centre, just outside the bar gate.